What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
My hair looks like shit. Well, I'm so excited. Oh, hi, babe.
How are you? Hi, Scout.
I'm good. How are you doing? How are you feeling, everybody?
Oh, my gosh.
We are so sorry that we could not. This poor thing sent me a photo with literally a bandage up her nostrils. I was like, there's no fucking way.
No, I still feel like my nose looks swollen. I mean, so I didn't get anything done on the outside. Like, there's no cosmetic stuff, but I had, I don't know what they call it, where they put the balloons up your sinuses and like expand them. And then, you know, I had bloody noses for,
I know, all the time,
fucking years. And yeah, it just, I've cauterized. And so finally they just had to get in there deep and do it. But I just swelled up and like bruised, and I just didn't know. I mean, I still feel like I sound congested, but yeah, today's the first day that I'm like, okay, good. Like, I can actually breathe. Like, I took a Claritin, thank God.
Did it hurt, or did they put you under?
Oh, they put you under.
Did they show you a video? God. Did you like look up a video of like what it was gonna be?
Fuck no. No? I should though. No.
Oh, God, I would have to know. I would have to know.
Well, like, now I'm gonna look it up. What is it called?
Fuck. I just imagine like your nostrils is like fucking massive and huge, you know?
Oh my God. Yeah, of course. But remember, that's what I was telling you about. Like, it's like when you dilate with like your urethra. Remember
your
I was
vagina?
Telling you about like how they do. Oh yeah, and they have the vagina dilator too that we heard from Felissa. I still have to get that bitch on the show.
Oh my God.
For those
amazing
of you that didn't hear that episode, Felissa, we did a Talk Scary to Me live in Houston last year, and Felissa Rose, our good girlfriend, came on stage. She was one of our guests, and she talked about how she did she get her vagina dilated? Is that what she was saying? Or did she know someone that got their vagina dilated?
I don't remember. I was so wasted at that show that I have very little recollection. So I would love to get her on here and then kind of hear that story for the
again.
First time.
I mean, she made it out to be like she or somebody she knew got dilated because the boyfriend that they had a really big dick.
I would never get my fucking vagina dilated for someone's penis.
No.
And oh, my God.
Okay,
that's
crazy.
I've
never heard that before. And then I was like, I think somebody wrote to us. Oh,
I guess
we
if
had
you
a
love
sec-
the person.
Would- no, dude, I ain't stretching my shit out for nobody. That love won't last as long as that tight pussy.
I was just talking about it. One of the actors here is pregnant, and I was talking to her about that. And
about the birds and the bees, or about how
ripping and stuff.
Tight. Yeah.
And like what, you know, she was like, I talked to so many of my friends, like the first and the second one really hurts. But then they were like, by the third time they kind of figured it out. And I was like, well, A, they probably figured it out because like their vagina is loose by that point.
Fucking baby slides right out by now.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, by the time you figure it out. But I was trying to tell her because I think, I don't know. I don't know if we talked about it on the show or if I just like was talking to you about it. That I was kind of like thinking of like an at-home birth, but then I was looking at videos like if you can train yourself,
you're
to,
out of your fucking mind with this at-home
but
birth.
But if
shit.
You could do, if you could train yourself to do your birth on all four, you won't. You'll have less risk of ripping. Apparently,
interesting.
Yeah, and I was like, maybe I could.
Oh, but like, you know, that's because you're maybe using your legs. It's like the squatty potty.
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to, like, sit down and, like, go to the bathroom. You're supposed to, like, stand and, like, do that.
Yeah.
So I think having a kid is kind of the same.
I'm going to be like that. But you're apparently supposed to be, like doing these practices while you're pregnant to be able to, like, want it, like, on all fours so that it'll help. I don't know. I don't know. Listen, I'm like, fuck it. If I can
let
like, not rip
you.
Down there, I would
let
be
me
so
tell
happy.
You. I always say it's not your birth experience. It's your child's birth experience. And you can prepare and plan and do all yeah. this shit and yeah. have your fucking oils. Like I had all my crap ready to go. And then my child came 3 weeks early.
It's crazy.
And he was breech. And he had very little oxygen and we had to get him out at 11:58 at night.
Yeah.
And I had a C-section after I had all of this, read all this shit and planned all this stuff and had the chiropractor wave around the fucking smoke around my toe so the baby would turn and all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
And you know what? None of it worked out that way. And then the second one, I fucking died on the table. So I'm just telling you.
Oh, that's scary. You that's
know,
absolutely
like,
terrifying.
You,
I know.
You,
I just look at
just
Tom.
You just don't know.
I look at Tom and I'm like, you are massive.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Tom to you is like David to me.
But I'm like, oh, no. Like,
oh,
is
yeah,
a baby
oh, no.
going to, oh, no. Is a
I
baby
mean,
going to be big?
Carter was 3 weeks early and he was 7 pounds, 11 ounces. And yeah. So he was on par, is that right? On course, yeah. on par, to be a 10-pound baby.
Oh, hell
nah. That's crazy.
Out of your little
and
body?
And I was like barely eating. I don't know how I got so gigantic. I
oh
was like
God.
A bowl. You didn't see me when I was pregnant, did you, with Carter?
I think I did, but you never looked gigantic. Like you,
oh my
you,
God,
like,
because
you
by
never,
the time I looked gigantic...
Felt.
No, dude, I was humongous, which was awesome because
it's
I was
like
a giant
bowl
of ball.
It's crazy how fast babies like grow. It really is. It's insane. Like, I mean, I was just looking at videos of Gabrielle and I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
I was
well,
like,
you like, there's a moment where you like go from just looking fat to like, okay, now I have a belly. Like, there's
yeah.
every woman kind of wants that. Like, I'm tired of just looking like I gained a lot mm-hmm. of weight. I'm ready for like the hard belly to pop in the front or around,
yeah.
so then I can start wearing tighter clothes
mm-hmm.
to show that
I'm
it's
gonna
actually
be in crop
bump.
Tops. I'm gonna be like, here's my belly, bitch. I'm gonna be like, Riri. I'll be like, yeah, check it out. I'm gonna be wearing like a jewelry necklace around my belly,
dude. It's pretty awesome.
I can't
it really
wait.
Is pretty awesome.
I
the only
wait
thing
to
is,
rock around.
Some weird shit happens to your nipples though. Did you know that? Like, no one talks about that.
What
no
do you
one
mean?
Said anything about that. When you're pregnant, your nipples like change color and they get like bigger and weirder. And then after you
no.
are nursing, you're done. It all goes back. Because I'm sorry. Like, I have nipples like you. We have like perfect.
I
little,
like my
nippies. Tiny, me too. And let me tell you, girl, when I was pregnant, I was like, what the fuck? Is happening to my nipples.
Did you get like hair around your nipples?
No, didn't get any hair, but God, and it didn't have like the line on the belly or any of that stuff.
Oh yeah. I wonder if, did your belly button go boop? Did it pop
no.
out?
I mean, it definitely popped out. It didn't pop out, but it like went to where like there wasn't an in anymore. It was just like flat. Like it was just like, it didn't, I didn't get that.
Are you going to be my doula?
Yeah, I'll be the one outside telling the nurse to go give you some more of that epidural, babe. after the only thing that I will say is I'm not a big fan of inducing. That's something that I don't even know what that means. Inducing is they give you something called Pitocin that when you're laboring for a long time and mm-hmm. the baby's not moving down and you're not getting dilated and it's like hours and hours and hours, they'll go ahead and do that. And okay. then it makes the baby like ready to come out.
Oh shit.
But they can do that and then the baby still won't make its way out or you still won't get dilated and then you have to go in and have a C-section anyway. So why bother pushing? Because the baby can get stuck in the birth canal. Like, I'm not talking about like it doesn't make its way down. It's going to decide to when it decides to. I'm talking like the fucking head is stuck with like almost coming out of your vagina and you've had it there for, you know, 5 minutes and you can't get it. And then you have to go in and have a C-section anyway.
That's like when you're constipated and you can't poop.
Oh my God. Yeah, but I don't think, I mean, maybe if, listen, just I had C-section, so I don't know. I'm like, maybe it feels like.
I have constipation all the time, so like I know what this feels like.
Like that relief when it comes out.
Finally. Oh my God.
What was I looking up? I was looking up something for you.
But I looked up a video, because this girl's like having a baby, I think like things are coming up on my Instagram. Have you ever seen what a baby looks like in the belly having hiccups? This fucking thing looks like a jelly bean. It's like bah, bah, bah. It's like literally doing jumping jacks. I was like, holy fuck. Could you imagine?
I mean, my Carter had hiccups all the time. the time in my belly. Jagger never had them, but it's the coolest feeling. It's such a crazy, weird feeling the first time. You're like, oh my God, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. Oh my God. I have to play y'all this video of babies getting hiccups. And so if this is sensitive for you guys and you are watching this on Patreon, please look away but I also think it's so fascinating. Let's see if you guys can see that.
Oh my God.
That baby is literally doing jumping jacks.
Oh my God. That is so freaking
That's
cute.
That's what Carter was doing inside your belly. Hi-ya!
I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Pushing off from one end and hitting the other.
It's crazy. I love it. You're not going to be having a natural birth. I mean, listen, for those women that want to do it, awesome, great.
Maybe.
Like, kudos to you. I do not have I'm a big old puss. Like, no, I wish I was that strong of a woman. But how does that make a woman strong? Like, this was what always bothered me, and I'm sure I'll get people commenting on this stuff too, but whatever.
Yeah.
To each his own, you know? If you want to do a home birth, awesome, you know, but that doesn't make you more of a woman or stronger than the women that go and have births with epidurals.
Yeah, I think it's also like women that don't want to use like any of the stuff, you know, that they put in your body or inject you with. I think that's what it like mostly is, right? Like all natural, like not having any of that sort of stuff. It's like people that don't like to go to the doctors and do like, you know, natural like remedies for flu and stuff.
We should
like
ask
that.
Serena Vincent's one of our good girls. We ask her how that worked. I mean, she tried it at home, you know, and she ended up having to be rushed to the emergency room.
Oh, we should have just had her on tonight. That would have been so fun.
Okay, we'll have her. We really do need to have our girlfriends on.
one of my producers is FaceTiming me right now.
Oh my God.
Never FaceTimes me. Like, what happened? What's going on?
Oh my God.
You know, it was so interesting when I was on, I was replacing somebody that couldn't make it. I think it was, Therabee.
Thorberg?
Yes. It was her, and she couldn't make it. So my friends were like, please, can you get down here? I was like, yeah, sure. And it was the final episode. So it was who they were going to like announce the winner. And so when I got there, I actually like the other people that they wanted to, that they didn't want to vote for to win.
You like theirs.
But then they were like, well, you haven't been here since the beginning. So you haven't seen like the growth or what each week was. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. But I was like, like the winners. I was like, I didn't really like their stuff.
And I think also like producers of reality shows produce on the spot. Like, I'm not used to like being given so many notes or being told like which way to veer the conversation, how to be more like this or more like that. Like it's, I feel like every single take we did or moment we had, there would be some notes, and then we like trying to kind of finesse it in a different way, where obviously on set, and especially because we do mostly horror movies, or I do.
Yeah.
Most, I don't get notes.
Yeah.
I don't get a director coming up and saying like each, in between each take, like try this, try that, do this, do that, a little more like this, deliver it like that. Like I don't have that happen.
Yeah.
So when you have, when you're on a reality show and like you actually see someone, because it's not the director directing you, it's the producers that are producing the show and telling the director how to veer their language in a way that the actor would understand, right?
Yeah, totally. It's
so
interesting.
It's a strange thing.
This set that I'm on right now, they have two directors, which I really love, and it kind of reminded me of you and me, and I was like, fuck, Danielle and I could do this.
Yeah.
Like, we could direct movies together and like be exactly how this team is.
For
like
sure.
One is better with talking to the actors. One likes to be at the monitor and like check the angles. And I was like, my God, like I was like, Danielle and I can do this.
Totally do it. 100%.
But they were really, really great with the actors. So much so that they would give them direction and be like, try this, do this. So it was really cool to be like,
that's nice
wow,
to watch
they actually,
that.
Yeah. I was like, you guys actually really care.
Yeah, I think people, do you think directors are just afraid to overstep their boundaries or not know the language enough to communicate because every actor works a little bit differently? What do you think that is?
Maybe. I mean, yeah, it can, especially if you have like an actor that's like, you know, well known in a sense, maybe they don't want to like kind of like mess with that, or they don't really know the lingo on how to talk to an actor to get them to do a different emotion or do it a different way. That's, I think it's really, really hard to do. I don't think that that comes naturally.
I mean, when I was in LA working on the thing I was working on a few weeks ago, one of the actresses that I had the scenes with, I was totally intimidated. Like, I was so nervous doing what I was doing. And I don't know if it was because I don't ever get nervous like that. It was like the nervous, like going in front of like network or like going in for like the final call.
You got
call
nervous
of something.
With Roseanne. I feel like
I did.
I feel like,
super nervous.
I feel like TV, it's just
not
different energy.
For,
it's different energy. It's not a good energy. There's never a good energy. Everyone is always on edge and worried about getting fucking fired. It doesn't matter if you're crew or cast or the producers. Everyone is worried about getting fired because on TV, you are so fucking easily replaced because
that's true.
That is the new movies.
Right, right.
It's where everybody wants to be.
Right. Right.
So they can find fillers. They can replace you. They can, you know, and it's their way or no way. And plus, you can't do what you want to do.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't want to direct TV ever, 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 ever. And I always thought, oh, this would be so great. I would love to just get on a show and direct, you know, half of the episodes and really like dig into the characters and get to tell the story over the, you know, the 13 episodes or back in the day when it was 22 or 21 or whatever. And that's just not, I have no desire to be sitting in a director's chair, just giving, listening in one ear and saying, speaking it in the out, you know, like, I kind of feel like it's like game show directors, you know, where they're just sort of feeding in the ear continuously as it goes from the higher ups.
Yeah, well, it's the same formula every episode. So it doesn't matter what director that they put in there. They're not asking you to direct because of your talent.
Right.
They're going, can you follow this this little, you know, formula here? Great, good. Thank you. That's it.
Yeah, that's
right. All I want from you. We don't want any creativity. We don't want anything new. No. We just want...
keep it the way it is.
Yeah, keep it the way it is. So
I
guys,
didn't know what to do. I don't watch enough TV.
I watch
to, like,
too much TV.
Know how things are shot. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know whose style. I couldn't tell you. Like, you obviously know when you watch a movie, like, oh, that's a Spielberg movie. Oh, that's a Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
You know, that's whatever. But I couldn't tell with TV directors.
But I feel like
I don't
it's
watch
also,
enough shows.
Yeah, it's also kind of easy to make it. It, as a director doing TV, I feel like, because it is so like formatted that I feel like if you do enough TV and you have enough TV under your belt, someone will trust you to run a big movie set.
I mean, one of my best friends, Kimberly McCullough, she's an actress. She was been in a ton of stuff and was on General Hospital for a million years. I used to always star in her short films. She always did short films and were direct and write, and I would always star. And if I needed something written, she would write it for me. Like, we were always coming up with ideas on things. Cool. She's like how you and I are,
yeah,
but when I was your age, essentially.
Yeah.
She's exactly like us. Cool. So she's directing now, and she's producing High School Musical right now and directing. But it's like, she came from an ABC show. She went through the ABC directing program. You know, she did all of that, all of the stuff that she needed to do to be able to get there.
Yeah.
And you know, she's used to being on a soap. So her creativity comes out in the films that she does, but TV, like, she's not, it's not weird for her to be the person just sort of telling them what to do. But she's definitely had, like, when she did like Pretty Little Liars, she like put her flair on it, and you know, she's got her style. But I mean, just working her way up to being a producer of shows that are like winning Emmys, you know.
Yeah.
But she went about it the right way. But it is a formula. It's very different.
I think it's good. I that's why I'm just very excited. Like, yeah, I was even thinking about like this first one. I was like, you and I could do it.
Yeah.
Like, I know that we're starring in it, but like, we could direct this and be fine. Like, I think we could do great.
When we just talk out the scene. I mean, how many times are you on a movie where the director's not really directing anyway?
Yeah.
And you get a really good DP and a good first AD, and that's it.
Yeah. Oh, so good. So good. Well, guys, I am in Kentucky again.
You really should just get a place there.
No. I'm in Kentucky. I like these guys. I really like Ant. He's one of the producers here. And
Are you acting in it?
So, no, I'm not. Paige is my makeup artist that I use a lot on my movies, and they were having trouble finding a third a makeup artist, and so I always like goofed like, you know, joked with Paige. I was like, I'll fucking come in. I know the etiquette. I know how to fucking make sure an actor's not shiny. I was like, I know what to do. I know the lingo. And so Paige was like, "Ha, do you want to come to Louisville and help me?" Because she's like, I'm struggling. And I was like, sure. And then 2 days later, she goes, "How serious are you?"
Oh, my God.
And I was like, fuck it. I've never done this. I'm not doing anything.
How easy is it? Is it easy to be on the crew, or is it harder than being in front of the camera?
First of all, as I walked in, everyone was like, Is that Scout? That's Scout? Like, what, the AD was
looking at the call sheet,
he was like, what the fuck is happening? He's like, oh my God, did I fuck up? Is she playing a character that I called in like early? Like, what is happening? And they were all so shocked. But I think they also think it's Brad. They're like,
oh, I would love to do makeup. Like, that would be so fun.
Yeah. They were like, wow, you starred in two of our movies last year, and now you're the third makeup artist just like coming in.
I love it. That's super cool.
It's been great. Paige is like kind of like fed me to the wolves. She's like, I don't do like the actor's makeup, like getting ready. I'm literally on set. I'm the one on set that's like, okay, reset this, reset that, you know, sort of thing.
Do the actors know that you're like famous?
I think they're like now getting, like today we just went kayaking with two of them, and one was like, you're an actor, right? I was like, yeah. but yeah, a couple of them like figured it out. But yeah, I mean, it's cool. I like it. I think it's fun.
Writers are on strike, dude. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. And that's also like, I mean, I like being on set.
Yeah.
See, that just proves it. It doesn't matter like what the fuck I'm doing. As long as I'm on set, I like it. I feel good.
Are you happy to like not have to change your clothes?
Oh, yeah. I'm happy not to like learn lines and like actually have a glass of wine at night.
Are you tired? Like, are you more tired after the normal day that how we are? Or are you able to like chill?
Weird. I'm like kind of able to like chill because like my mind isn't like.
Right.
Lines. Emotion.
Right.
I think I'm more laxed. It definitely does feel a little bit more like I don't really like, as an actor, you have a lane. It's a lane, you know, like all the crew knows you, like it's a what's Scout, do you need anything, blah, blah, blah. It's not that way when you're a makeup artist. So.
No, it's not that way when you're anybody other than the actors, yeah. Really.
So,
but I always wondered why actors were treated so differently. Like,
I know.
What about our job makes us be treated like celebrity when, like, a lot of times I look around, yeah, at the grips and I'm like, dude, they're fucking busting ass, yeah, right now. Busting ass,
yeah,
for like $150 for the day, and I'm here like being served water by them, and I'm always like, no, get sit. I got it, you know, yeah, like that's just weird to me. So I never understood why actors
I feel like this crew isn't like this crew is really treated really well. So that's something that I don't really see very, very often, but, it's funny to, like, you know, what they do to me, I do to Paige, you know, they'll be like, you know, like playing around with me as I'm like trying to like fucking powder their nose. I'm like, stop moving.
Any actors that I would know?
No, they're all like young, you know, young actors and stuff. So, I don't know if I can talk about it, but it's a really cute, they are all have like character-y sort of thing. So they're all different.
Is it another Christmas movie?
No, it's like kind of shot like Big Brother. It's like a reality-esque, like kind of like, okay, making fun of like that sort of vibe. And each week everybody gets voted off. Like one person gets voted off and then the one person at the end.
Is it a TV show?
Yeah, it's a TV show.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So it's just funny, but one of the lead actors played a small role in one of my movies that I did here, and I remember he came into the trailer and I was like, hi, and he was like, hey, and then he secretly pulled one of the other makeup artists out, Brittany, and then he came back and he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was like, is that Scout? Like, I'm going crazy. Is that Scout? Like, why is she in the makeup? Like, what is happening? Like, he was so,
I wouldn't know either. I'd be totally weirded out to see her in a makeup trailer.
I know, but this is why I never was able to be in the casting office when I wanted to cast.
Right.
I was like, but this sucks that I'm not able to do other things and just be an actor, you know?
Right.
I don't know. It was really interesting. It was really funny.
You in Kentucky, man. You're just like,
I know.
Your man's from there. I mean, how many times had you been there before you were with Tom?
None? No.
And now you just can't
Kentucky,
get out of there.
Yeah, I did. I guess I filmed, I did film one movie in Kentucky, but it was like Mayfield, Kentucky. It was never Louisville. And then it just so happened to be that the Chrissy Metz movie was filming out here.
Okay, got it.
But I know this is not anything that we're talking about, but I definitely want to show this because I think it's absolutely crazy. Speaking of vaginas, I cannot.
Oh, no.
I am like thrown. Maybe I need to turn the brightness down so y'all can see this thing. What is that, Danielle?
That's not a vagina.
That is a vagina.
No.
But you can't really... See
what
the glare.
Look like, okay, that?
Here we go. Well, you know, everybody's vagina looks different, Danielle.
No, that looks like...
That is a vagina, and that is the butthole right there.
Oh.
And that is tattooed on someone's arm. Would you ever... Maybe this is going to be the poll for this week. Get your fucking person's privates tattooed on you.
Well, you don't know if it's your person, you know what I mean?
Would you get a dick and balls on your fucking arm?
No, but a guy would get a pussy on his arm. I was in Vegas years ago, and I have this tattoo of a girl on my side, right?
Yeah.
Just her face. And there was a guy at the pool that had a vagina tattoo. It was, I got to find the picture and I'll post it. But I posted it forever and ever ago. It might have been on like Twitter or something that long ago. And it was a guy, it was like one girl like licking the other girl's vagina. So it was like her tongue sort of at, like right at her clit essentially. And it was actually looked fucking hot as hell. And then I had like my girl. So I went and took a picture next to him where it looked like the chick on my ribs
was joining
the
in.
One that was licking her.
Oh, his
girl's vagina.
My God, you would.
So.
You would. So.
So if I was a dude, I would get probably have a vagina on me. Yeah, I sure. I wouldn't have it like so blatantly like out and about, but I probably would. But I'm not going to have a dick as a woman. I'm not going to have some guy's dick on me.
Or is there any woman out there that's listening to this? You guys have balls and dicks on your body, on your personal body. Did you ever watch that show? Was it like revenge tattooing or something? Or
oh,
like,
God.
Like you would go in with like your friend or whatever. And it's like how much you trust them. Right. And they would choose what they would.
What you would have to get tattooed on you.
Yeah, what you would have. And some of it was like fucking horrific. I don't know.
And they had to get it.
If I would go with you. Oh, here. Scenario. This is the scenario. In Vegas, we're fucked up after my bachelorette in Vegas. And I'm like, Danielle, I want to get a tattoo with you. You can choose what I'm going to get. I'm going to choose what you're going to get. What are you going to make me get?
Oh, I would make you do something dope.
Okay. Like what?
I don't know. God, I would do like a Burning Man figure, like something from Burning Man.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I don't know, like fire or I don't know. I just what?
Oh
what
my God, my mind went to fire.
Really? Interesting.
Mine went to fire for you for some reason.
That's what it was. I was like, I saw fire.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what's fire? I was like, oh, it's Burning Man.
Mine would be fire, but it would say my name.
Oh, you're such a bitch. Would it be written in cursive in the flames?
Yeah.
So you kind of couldn't really tell?
Yeah.
I want to get tattoos. My friend Jana wants to get, she's been asking me to help her find a tattoo artist one because I'm going to, well, we're going to be in Vegas.
Yeah.
So it's your bachelorette party. Then I'm coming home for, I think, 3 days. Then I'm going back to Vegas because we're doing our live there at the Horror Museum. So I'll be there twice. So my friend Jana was like, I want to get a tattoo. Like, can you help me find somebody? So I would love to, if there are some dope ass tattoo artists.
Oh, there has
in,
to be.
In Vegas there that wants to, I mean, I still need to get my back finished. I still need to get it colored in. Like, there's stuff. There's
That's
stuff that I need
crazy,
to do.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. No, let's not get tattooed in Vegas.
No, but I did buy my sparkly dress for your bachelorette. And I have been ordering so much stuff for you.
I feel like I'm the bride.
I can't, you know what it is? I take an edible and then I get on Etsy.
You do know I have a bunch of shit, right?
tell me what you have so I don't buy you stuff that you have.
I have my outfit.
Yeah.
And then I have all the gifts for you, guys.
You don't have a bunch of stuff. I mean, like, stuff for you and stuff for, like, the bachelorette. Like,
oh,
fun stuff.
Oh, no, I didn't have that. I kind of gave that to my man of honor. Yeah.
Got it.
I kind of was like, hey, so can you just make sure that there's things?
So, okay, so.
But, yeah.
So once we switched to Vegas and David knew we were going to go down to see the mail show.
Yeah, how did he react?
Oh, he bought you something for for your bachelorette.
Oh, he did.
He did.
Oh.
And once you see what it is, you're going to be like, oh my God, of course he did. But it's gonna be a
giant like dick like beret.
I should probably just show it to you. Should I show
oh my,
you
yeah,
what it
show
is?
It, show it to you. On my forehead. I'm just gonna have a dick on my forehead. Tattoo
no, so
dicks.
So he so like we're in Vegas, we're having fun, and like he knows you want like and also like in when we're in Zion, you keep saying I want penises. I wanna have a penis party. I'm like,
I got
okay.
penises to put on my cowboy hat to iron them on.
Amazing. I love it. So David ordered this.
Oh, David.
He just handed it to me. He goes, I got a present for you. And I was like, for me? He's like, well, not for you, actually, for Scout.
Oh, David.
So let me show you what it is. Hold,
please. Oh, yeah.
I'm ruining the surprise, but.
I'm going to cry.
But it's fine.
David got me a gift. Oh, my God. I'm going to fucking have a heart attack. I'm going to pass out. What the fuck? Oh my God, I've seen those things. We're gonna be
So you guys, if that are listening right now, you really need to go to our Patreon and see the stupid videos that we do, because it's they're just, you know,
you're gonna
if you've
to
seen them, you'll know.
Carry that in your bag.
Yes, I am. I'm going to carry it in my carry-on. So this is called Cum Face. It's a dual pump action penis game made by Cum Face.
Oh my God.
What does it say? Oh, wet and hilariously wild. So I'm not quite sure exactly what this is.
You don't know what that is? You fill it up.
Wait, here, how to play.
Yes, I already know. You fill it up. And there's two dicks. There's two dicks. And you play it against someone else to how the motion of jerking this thing off.
Okay.
And whoever can get them to ejaculate first.
Yeah.
Gets squirted in the face.
So what is it? Just like build up, build up, build up, build up. And then once it's all on the top, it pops out. Oh my God. It's fucking amazing.
What the fuck goes in that?
I don't know. What does go in this?
I don't know. Does it say like, please provide whipped cream or please
pour water into the hole?
I'm going to have water squirt my fucking eyeball.
We got to come up with something better than fucking water.
Water.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
But
yeah,
God,
right, water.
I'm going to go to Magic Mike like this and be like,
exactly, with little cups.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, little sample cups. That's what we'll,
what happened
fucking
to you?
Gross.
Oh, come game. Like, what the fuck? Oh my God. It's so funny.
I mean, I've shown you pictures of my bachelorette party I had, right?
I don't think so.
No?
Oh. No.
I had two hot
told
as fuck
me about it.
Strippers come.
Nice.
One ended up being my friend's ex-wife. Did I tell you that?
Did you know that?
No, because I never met her before.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's crazy.
And I only knew after the fact because he told my hairdresser, because they all worked in the salon together. He told my hairdresser that his ex-wife told him that because she knew me. I mean,
she didn't,
I don't know
like,
her, but she knew
it
me.
In your ear?
No, dude, she had her giant tits in my face. Like, no.
Oh,
no.
My God.
Yeah, she came, her and her friend came.
Danielle,
trashed.
Are you
going to
get female strippers?
No, I did not. I'm respecting your wishes. And they're very hard to find. I would listen, I'll
they
take you to a
to
strip
find.
Club.
They
but
are hard
last
to find.
Time I went with my gay girlfriend to her bachelorette party there, and there were no strippers that they were supposed to come, and then they ended up not showing up. So I did the full on lap dance stripper. I put her underneath a glass coffee table and got on top of it and did the dance on top of the table. Oh yeah.
Yes.
It was lovely.
Oh my God, I love it.
My 6 years of pole dancing classes all came into play.
Oh my God, I love it. Do you miss it? Do you miss like that?
Yeah, I mean, I miss like so I went camping for my birthday, right?
Yeah.
And this fucking dope place here called Camp FIMFO. I'm going to throw out some love to them because this place is a year old. You would love it, Scout.
Yeah.
So it's RVs and there's really cute little cabins and it's they have a giant splash pad water slide park in the in the water, like in it.
I just saved this. I was going to send it to you. Good.
I love it. We went. I loved it. There was like a swim up bar. There was like. Cool. I mean, it was just the coolest. Like it, my kid. I got a cabana and had cocktails with my friends. We brought our sandwiches and like the kids just fucking played in the water for 12 hours and like we could just chill and hang out. It was so nice. Anyway, so I got super stoned. And I was sitting outside, so I was already like trying to tell a story and so stoned that I just was rambling on and kept like forgetting my thought and laughing because I couldn't believe how stoned I was. And then a giant grasshopper jumped toward, I was sitting on a picnic, like picnic table outside. A giant grasshopper jumped right in front of me. And then I thought it was gonna jump right in my face. So I like screamed and threw my hands up in the air and fell backwards off the fucking picnic table, landed on my head, on my ass, on my back.
Oh my God.
And I could not, everybody could not stop laughing. I was cracking up. And then so the point of my story is that my friends were all like, I love camping, Danielle.
Yeah.
Like, I love to see you like be retarded and goofy and laugh at yourself. I'm like, I'm always like that. I just am so busy with life stuff that I don't really, you know, ever. But when I'm in the setting where I can just be me, I'm, I'm balls to the wall.
That's why I'm excited. I'm excited to have this sort of, like, we've never had a weekend.
We've never hung out.
No. Like literally, like without kids, without like obligations, without a we've never like, except for that time that I came to your house. But then you left.
Like the Halloween premiere would be the only time that like we kind of just like went together to like something fun.
But that wasn't that was an obligation.
We were still working. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've never like. Hey,
I mean, I went to your birthday, but it was your birthday, so you were running around, you know?
Yeah. This is going to be, like, the first time that we've, like actually hang out.
You're going to be like, dude, for an old bitch, you sure know how to throw down.
Yeah. No, I mean, and I'm excited. I'm excited for you to, like, do canyoneering. I'm excited for, you know, nature, like, all that kind of stuff. I think it's going to be, like, a really good time.
I'm excited for Vegas, baby.
I know. One night only.
That's all you need.
That's all I can fucking handle. I can't handle any more Vegas. I just don't have the... I'm going to try not to get everybody to jump off of that building thing.
Oh, I'm not... I would never.
In Vegas. It keeps on coming up on my feed and I'm like, oh, am I going to want to do this?
You can do it. I'm not doing it. I guarantee you.
I want to do this.
You can go for it.
I might like get out of Magic Mike and I might be like adrenaline, you know, and be like, let's go. I want to jump
off. I would want to go dancing. Yeah. I would love to go dancing, dance on some tables.
Yeah, but those clubs are so fucking whack. I have like a bad taste in my mouth since like that one time that I had underage girls and I had no idea that I was like providing these underage girls to these clubs. I was like, this is terrible. It just like kind of like made me feel icky. Plus you have to like wait in the fucking long ass lines in Vegas.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
They're pretty crazy over there.
Girl, you need to go out with me.
I love how you love Vegas.
Like, did I used to do it up places in Vegas? I told you there was one time where I think I told you it's an awful story where my friend Alana and I was like, I literally am. I think I was crazy. I think it was like years of not being able to be rebellious that I was like, fuck it. I'm like, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Called my girlfriend and was like, hey, what do you want to do? You want to go to Vegas with me tonight? Do you want to go? Like, I had this fantasy about getting all dressed up, going to a craps table and like rolling dice for men and like them giving me money. Like that was my fantasy.
Yours.
Mine.
Okay.
Like, I have no idea where it came from or what it was about. What's that Woody Harrelson movie? That's what just popped into my head for some reason. Anyway, so she's like, yeah, fuck it, let's go. So we literally got all dressed up like little Vegas tookers and walked around Hard Rock and went to the craps table and ended up rolling dice like I planned for dudes, and they gave us half of their money. But what they did was is they gave it to us. We weren't staying at the Hard Rock because it was too expensive for us. We were staying at like the Flamingo or some shit. Yeah. And we were like, they were gonna give us Hard Rock coins.
Okay.
So we were like, oh, fuck. And then they were like, well, where are you guys staying? I said, oh, well, we're not staying here, so we have to cash this in now. And they're like, no, no, no. And they said something like, well, go get your stuff, and then why don't you guys come back and we'll get you a room here. And of course, like, these were not guys we were interested in.
Yeah.
So I didn't, at that point, I was like, uh-oh, well, what do I do now? You know? And I think, if I remember correctly, we went back to the hotel and never got back in their limo. Like, never came back downstairs. Never.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have our phone numbers or any of that stuff. We just went. They took us back to the hotel. We were like, we'll be back. We're going to go get our stuff. And we just disappeared with their Hard Rock coins. And then in the morning... We went back and we were like sneaking in our sweats, like hiding at like 5 in the morning, trying to, or 6 in the morning, like trying not to be seen by them, because we had the fucking Hard Rock chip. Like,
yeah,
we had to go cash them in.
How much was it?
It was like $1,200 for each of us. I mean,
woo!
Oh yeah, no. And this is like, I was 22.
I might want to play something. I mean, I don't know how to play anything. I don't know how to play anything.
I don't either.
But I might.
And I'm not going to play slots. That's like, never win at slots. Well, you never win. There's no, like, I mean, that's luck. Like, you're never going to win
apparently
at slots.
There's this guy that you can pay to make you win on there. Like, these people, like, pay this guy to, like, get... Apparently, there is, like, a sort of, like, thing to it, I guess.
So why isn't he a kabillionaire?
Because it's illegal to do what he's doing. It's like illegal, apparently. Like, you can't, and I don't think you can have multiple wins.
Well, they can start getting on to you. Yeah,
yeah. Like,
word gets around quickly.
Yeah.
So he's card counting.
I guess, but I mean, that's hard to do with like slots.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know what exactly it is, but like, you have to like give him like $2,000, like, to be able to like. But a lot of people walk out with double or triple. It's crazy. It's interesting.
Do you think it's 50-50?
That's what I thought. I mean,
it's like,
that's
luck.
Definitely what I thought. Yeah. But I guess not. I don't know.
Interesting.
It's crazy. There's also another thing, guys. It's crazy. So I left to go film this movie in Kentucky. And then the day that Tom left, my girlfriend Natalie, who was in a movie called Model House that is coming out next year. Actually, first of all, I have a movie coming out next week on June 15th called Captive, and I play a sexy,
are you a vampire?
Badass fucking vampire bitch.
Nice.
And I eat a bunch of boys.
Oh, I love it.
And
the
girls.
The teeth give it away.
Yeah. And
girls. Did you keep the teeth? Did you have teeth in the movie?
No, I fucking hated those teeth.
Get them out.
I also have like vampire teeth, so a lot of the scenes they were like, oh, if you just kind of
just tilt your head back,
you can kind of see your little fangs. Anyways, so my girlfriend in this movie Model House, Natalie, she comes and watch my dogs sometimes, and she calls me while I'm on set, and I was like, that's weird. And I pick up the phone and she's like, hi, Django is bleeding everywhere.
Oh god.
And he's limping and crying, and I don't know what happened. She had just gotten there and let him out into the backyard. And I FaceTime her, and he has a massive gash on his nose, and is like, his paw is like he won't even set it down the ground, and he's blood on his paw.
Was it like an animal?
We have no fucking idea.
Like,
he had
a
to get,
squirrel?
He had to get staples in this fucking thing.
Aww.
Like, there was no other dogs. There was nothing. He has to wear a big ass fucking cone. We think it might have been like the metal fence.
Oh,
like he,
shit.
Sometime he likes to like put his nose down there, and like when he sees other dogs coming, and maybe he like got excited because he saw another dog, and
right.
then maybe came at out like when it was like whatever, or maybe. Or maybe his paw got it first, and then like he knocked his nose in. But like, I mean, it's like a 2-centimeter gash on his paw, and his paw's tiny, so it's the entire wrist. Like,
it's crazy.
And he has like 6 staples in right now, and I'm like, I almost like left. I was like, I can't. Like, this is my baby, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's nothing that we can do, but it's like so hard to see like your animal like hurt like that, especially because you can't fucking explain to a dog what's happening.
I know. Listen, you know, even Carter, like he had his tonsils out yesterday and, you know, he's just like in the middle of the night. I have to wake up every 4 hours to make sure he takes medicine and he doesn't want to take it. And like for last night was the first night that he got, you know, he had it done yesterday morning and all night he was just like whining and moaning. And then I had to get wardrobe for the shoot I'm doing next week. I wanted to get my own stuff just in case, 'cause it's so like last minute, mm-hmm. we wrapped everything up. And my mom called and she's just like, he's crying hysterically that he's in pain. He's in pain. Mm-hmm. He's in pain, but he doesn't want to take his medicine. He doesn't take his medicine. He won't talk. And he's like yelling, but he's like, he doesn't want to use his voice because he doesn't have his tonsils. And I'm like, oh my God. So I just have so much fucking anxiety.
Yeah.
Of not knowing how to help your kid and what to do. He doesn't understand. Like he was so excited to go and get his tonsils out. That's all he could think about. And he was like, I mean, going into the hospital, he's like, mommy, I'm so excited. And I thought, oh God, if you only knew what the fuck you were gonna have happen to you, you're gonna be so miserable. But I was like, this is so great, you're not gonna get sick anymore. Like I didn't want him to be scared. And then he didn't ask me like how do they come out or anything like that, thank goodness. And so the doctor takes him and you won't get sick anymore, you won't ever have a fever again, you won't get your strep throats, because it was like constant, you know. And he, right before they wheeled him in, he's like, mommy, I'm excited but I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'd never even heard him say that word before. We've never said like, we've never talked about nerves, you know? Oh,
okay.
And I was like, oh, it's okay. It's okay to be nervous. And then, you know, coming out of anesthesia, you're always a little bit crazy and kids don't know where they are and they get really scared. And there's all these wires and tubes and stuff and everything in them. And, you know, they have to give them laughing gas in order to put them out because they can't give them an IV while they're awake because they're babies.
Yeah.
So it's like a whole crazy situation. And then they have to keep him 2 hours afterwards. So we were in there 2 hours after yesterday. My doctor, the same doctor that did my sinuses, did his throat. And he's like, wow. Oh, wow, I got you both in the same week. Oof.
Aww.
That's rough on you. And I was like, I'm okay. Like, it just took me a week to like be okay.
Yeah.
But I'm good. I'm good enough to take care of him. Dog, kids.
You know, man.
It's so hard. They're your babies, you know?
So does he have like pain medicine or?
He has pain medicine, but he doesn't like the taste, so he won't take it.
Well, Carter.
I mean, he could do Motrin, Tylenol, and then the doctor gave him like actual narcotic, like pain, you know, medicine that he really does need to take.
I was wondering if there's like any spray, like isn't there like you for sore throat,
like a numbing
you can spray back there to numb your throat.
I mean, it's all scabbed and it's like like he can't eat anything but like mushy stuff for the next couple of days. It's mostly just ice pops. He had applesauce,
bit of noodles.
But I know, and it's smelly, like it's yucky, like because it's blood, you know, in the back. It's just like, oh my goodness.
Oh so, man, I didn't think it was that intense when you got like your tonsils out.
It's intense. He got his adenoids out too. I don't quite know what that means. But
what the fuck does that mean? What is that?
It's back there somewhere. I should Google it.
Oh my God! So you got like maybe that's why it's so bad. That must be why it's so bad. I've only heard of like tonsils. I didn't hear the other shit that they've got to fucking take out of your throat.
Okay, I have two questions that I'm going to ask while we're still on. What happens to women's nipples when they're pregnant? When pregnant. Hold on. Let's see if it says anything weird. Oh, see? The nipples and the area around the nipples, the areola, become darker and larger.
Weird.
Small bumps may appear on the areola. These bumps will go away after you have your baby.
Will your nipples go back to the normal size?
They do. Okay. You may notice a yellowish discharge called colostrum from your nipples as early as the 16th. That's like the good stuff that the babies want. That's like the liquid gold. The colostrum.
Gross.
In the last few weeks of your pregnancy, the nipples become larger and the breasts continue to grow as the milk-producing cells get bigger. Well, yeah, duh. But like, I wasn't expecting my nipples to like look completely different.
Yeah.
I thought my boobs would just get bigger and then my nipples would be super teeny, teeny, tiny.
Like, were your nipples like this big? Like this big?
Not that big, because my boobs are not big, but I think it depends on your boob. But definitely like if normally they're like that, they were like that. They probably double in size.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
They don't even look like your boobs. I remember making a joke to David, like, you could pretend you're having sex with somebody else because this looks nothing like my boobs. Yeah, it's weird. It's fucking weird.
Oh my God, that's so gnarly.
Like, why didn't anybody talk about that? Why doesn't anybody say, like, dude?
And then nobody start talks about people, anything with, like,
we should call, like, Gabrielle now and be like, hey, what do your nipples look like?
We should. I think she's at a wedding. I think she's at a wedding. Or she's with D, I think.
Ask her. Let's get her on real quick. if you can. I'm just curious. How many months is she? 6 months?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're calling Gabrielle Stone, D. Wallace's daughter.
Let's see if she'll answer.
See if she answers.
She'll be like, what the fuck you want?
Is it ringing?
Yeah, she might not pick up. I think she's with D. Like, I think maybe they're at a resort. I think they're at a resort. I think they're, like, having a relaxing,
like, baby moon.
Mom daughter time.
I say ask D, but she probably won't remember.
Hi, you reached Gabrielle.
Oh yeah. No, she's right, having a relaxing
Well
time.
Ladies, I want to hear your stories.
Yeah.
And I know now that we go to a show, the next time we're at a show, I want the women to come up and be like, yeah, the nipple story, yeah, that was
me. That's crazy. That actually, like, freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, how about they like go that. Back They I don't like back. That. I don't like that.
Oh, and what was the other one? I had one more question.
About Carter's tonsils.
Carter's tonsils.
Carter's
and what did
other
I call them?
Shit. I don't know.
Tonsils and adenoids.
Adenoids.
I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
The fuck is an adenoid?
Adenoid.
Adenoids.
Adenoid. In the anatomy, the adenoid, also known as the pharyngeal tonsil, is the superior I don't know. It's located behind the nasal cavity in the roof of the nasonar. I'm like really blah, blah. In children, it normally forms a soft mound in the roof and back of the naso, whatever, just above and behind.
So in the nose,
uvula. It's behind. I guess if you take your tongue and, like, stick it as far back up to the top, like your tip, like up where you're like. That little, like, soft, smushy part back there.
Oh, no wonder he's in pain.
Yeah, he's miserable.
That's awful.
I bought him Legos today, so that's better.
Oh, good. Well, guys, this episode has been very informative. Man, we have talked about fucking random ass shit.
So I'm hoping we're going to be able to have an episode next week because I get back Saturday. So we're going to have to, like, I'll get back and we're going to have to record right away.
Or we're going to have to record
while you're
gone. So
I'll be working all week. Yeah, like, I'll bring my stuff with me.
Yeah, like
I can report from set.
Yeah, something. We can do something.
I'll be sending teaser pictures anyway.
Yay! Even when you get back from, like, the hotel and we have to just do one really quick. But
yay,
okay,
guys.
That
sounds good. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. And if you guys want to watch our silly asses and see these awesome gifts that I'm going to be bringing to Scout for her naughty bachelorette party, make sure you check out our Patreon.
You know what we should do? Should we bring our shit and record one on my bachelorette party?
No, we just talked about how we don't want it to work.
No,
we want to just have fun.
No, we don't want to do that.
And
not
do
with
anything.
All the girls. Not with all the girls. No, that would be fun.
No, I want you
that
to just...
Kind of
be
fucking
stupid.
Funny. That would be kind of fucking funny.
I know, but I don't want you to be. You have one night. One night.
True. 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 All right, guys. Thank you, everybody.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Bye.